to episode 54 of TritonCast. This is the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. Alongside Tony Bianco, I'm Jeff Turiel. And whether you found us on UCSDTritons.com or your favorite podcast platform, we're so happy that you joined us this week. You'll be glad you did. We've got a very entertaining conversation coming your way. But first, a big welcome to Tony, who's going to be hosting the podcast with me moving forward. Tony, we're so glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I'm so happy to be here, and I can't wait to share some amazing stories with you all. And this week, coming up on the Triton Spotlight, we're going to chat with soccer super senior Maddie Simillo. Maddie is a graduate student in the Scripps Institute of Oceanography. Where does her love of this water stem from? What are some of her favorite soccer memories? And what went into her decision to come back to the team for an extra season? Who's her funniest teammate? All this you're going to find out in our conversation with Maddie Simillo. That's coming up shortly on today's Triton Spotlight.
But first, let's go around campus. Big congrats to Emily McDaniel of the women's volleyball team. She was named Big West Freshman of the Week for her efforts against Long Beach State and Cal State Fullerton over the weekend. Way to go, Emily.
And since it's been a while, congrats not only to women's volleyball, but also men's and women's soccer, men's and women's cross country, and swimming and diving, all of whom began their first seasons at the Division I level. It's been a long time coming, but certainly worth the wait.
Indeed, it sure is. Head over to UCSDTritons.com. We got a fascinating story for you about Dominic Peters from our men's soccer team. The goalkeeper, he's a grad student. He plans to work at the intersection of soccer and Latin American politics. Very specific and fascinating stuff. You'll want to check that out. The story was written by rowing scholar athlete Emmy Silverman. So go to the website, check it out, and let Tony and me know what you think.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I thought it was a fantastic story, and Dominic is a really, really interesting person. So definitely go check that out. And now it's time to get on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Here's our conversation with UC San Diego women's soccer, Maddie Simillo.
So Maddie, what went into your decision to come back for this extra year after last year was canceled?
It would definitely have to be the fact that I tore my ACL junior year. So that was a huge factor. And on top of that, I didn't want to end with just only playing four games that season. And all of my friends from my year were also coming back. So I think if I didn't have them, it may have made the decision a little bit different. But yeah, I think I really wanted to end it on a good note rather than an injury or COVID in general.
Right. Was that something that you all talked about as a group, or did everybody kind of come to their own individual decisions?
We all had like a group chat, and we were like trying to convince each other to come back. If one of us wasn't going to, we were like, come on, just do it. It's literally only like six more months and we're all doing it. So yeah, it didn't take that much convincing for me, definitely.
But so peer pressure for sure.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I don't want to make any assumptions here, but now that the 2021 season is reaching the end, any regrets?
Regrets from like overall, like the past 5 years, or regrets from this past season?
Let me rephrase that, because we'll get into the overall, but in terms of the decision to stick around for this year.
Oh, no regrets at all. It was definitely the right decision for sure.
And what was last year, your senior year? The season, of course, as we know, was canceled by the Big West Conference due to COVID-19. What was that year like? What was it like when you found out that there wouldn't be a competitive season? How did you all keep each other's spirits up? What did you do to stay in shape? Those kinds of things.
Basically, for me, I had to not focus on like COVID ruining everything and like taking my senior year away. I basically had to focus on like, okay, well, this isn't happening this year. Like, I have to just focus on the next year and start preparing for that. Because if I like dwelled too long on being disappointed about our senior season getting canceled and like not being able to go to school anymore for that year, like it's like a huge bummer. So focusing on the future and like setting a goal to make this year like the best and like train for this year, be the best player that I could be this year. That was like what got me through it. And also we like really stuck together as a team through that year. Like, even though everybody hates Zoom, we would Zoom almost like every morning over, I think it was over the summer, just like to keep each other motivated and like do workouts together. And then even in like the spring quarter, we'd do that too. So it was definitely my team that got me through it. And then like personal motivation of looking through to the future.
And you mentioned your ACL injury as a junior. So were you fully recovered by that point?
I think so. I think I was. That was so long ago. It was like almost 2 years ago. I'm pretty sure I was recovered by then. And it was supposed to be my first game. And then I think they announced that we weren't going to have season anymore. And I was like, well, I guess what I could get out of this is just a whole other year of recovery. So that was a positive for me.
And as a team, you know, of course we all know remote and you mentioned Zoom and those kinds of things, but moving into last spring, you were able to play some scrimmage exhibition games against other Big West teams. What was that experience like?
I honestly really appreciated being able to play some teams beforehand, like before we got into our actual season, because it really was like a test to see if we were good enough to be there. And we obviously proved that we are. And I think it just gave us some confidence and really lifted everyone's spirits, especially being able to play soccer again for the first time in almost a year and a half, I think, as a team and play games.
Right. Because in the sport of soccer, for those who don't know, collegiately, you come to camp and then it's a couple of weeks and you're playing games. So had last season occurred as scheduled, you're moving into Division One and you have two or so weeks of training as a team. And all of a sudden you're playing this ratcheted up competition. But as it worked out, your group had really a whole year to prepare, plus playing some other conference foes in the spring. Was that sort of a blessing in disguise?
Yeah, 100% it was.
And so as you went through that experience in the spring and clinging to hope that this season would take place and we'd be able to play, but now the vaccine is out there and available, at what point did you realize that this might happen and you might actually be able to have a 2021 bonus season?
I think from like the beginning where they announced that our senior season was canceled, everybody was like, okay, there has to be another, they have to give us a whole other year of eligibility. So I honestly think from the beginning, like we already had hope that that was going to happen.
And so as you prepared for this season, what did you take from playing those games in the spring?
I think that a big difference between D1 and D2 was that people play a lot faster, like the ball moves faster and everybody's going to be more skilled and bigger. So we knew what to expect already versus just being hit by that in the first game of our like preseason this year.
So when the season started this year in August, of course, you opened with Cal and Texas Tech. So certainly two very tough opponents off the bat. But did you have some sense as a team of comfortability knowing that, all right, we've hung with some D1 schools already?
Yeah, I think we were ready. Obviously, there was definitely, and there still is, room for growth. But I think because of those spring games, we were more prepared than we would have been without those spring games.
And Maddie, what has this season been like in terms of COVID protocol and things being different? It's certainly more normal than last year would have been, but compared to 2019 and earlier, how has this been different?
Honestly, it hasn't been too different. We aren't allowed to eat on the bus, like team meals or anything. So that kind of slows down some stuff. like getting home because we'll have to go get a meal and eat it there. And it also makes it really hard for our coaches to find a place for us to eat because we're such a huge group and we have to eat outside. So that part's a little bit more difficult and just wearing masks all the time. But other than that, it's not too different.
And coincidentally, entering this season, Triton Soccer Stadium has undergone some renovations and has a completely new look. And after not being able to play last year, what's it like to have supporters back this year and also in a modernized facility?
I love it. I love having all those people watching and I love having the stadium seats. I honestly wish it would be a little bit bigger because I want more people to be there. And I know like more people want to come, especially now that we're D1. And I bet those changes are coming soon. I won't be here to see it, but I'm excited for the people in the future that will be. So that'd be super cool.
Let's go back to your soccer time here at UC San Diego. What are some of your favorite memories thus far?
My favorite soccer memory would have to be when we traveled to Pittsburgh for the Final Four. I think it was my sophomore year. That was pretty amazing. It really just like showed how big of a deal like soccer was. And it was really cool to see that.
And I bet for a team full of mostly Southern Californians, that was a little bit of a temperature adjustment, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. It was very, very cold.
And how did you kind of acclimate to that or play through it?
Lots of Under Armour and parkas and those little like heat packs you put in your cleats or in your gloves.
Had you or some of your teammates maybe never even seen snow before?
Yes, actually one of my best friends on the team had never seen snow before. that was probably like my fifth time seeing snow. So it was fun. It made it kind of like magical.
What else will you look back on competitively fondly from your time as a Triton?
My sophomore year was for sure my favorite year soccer wise. So probably winning the regional championship in Texas was pretty awesome. Like all those legendary photos of us holding up the regional trophy. That was really cool.
Those are some amazing pictures. I mean, you can't help but smile when you see them, even for somebody like me who wasn't there yet.
Yeah, definitely.
Maddie Tamillo, our guest on TritonCast this week. Let's go back to the beginning. When did you start playing soccer?
I started playing soccer when I was, I think, 4. I played in the co-ed indoor league, so I was really tiny. I don't really remember too much from that, but I have like one memory. Well, at least like my parents told me about it, like where I scored my first goal and like everyone went crazy. So it's just like fun to remember those like little things.
And at the age of 4, maybe you don't remember, but do you remember why soccer and not other sports, or were you playing other sports as well?
I honestly don't know why soccer. I think my parents just signed me up and were like, you're going to do this. And then it just ended up sticking for all time, basically.
Who taught you how to play?
My first soccer coach that I had, I don't really count the indoor league because it was run by like a bunch of parents, but my first like soccer coach that I had was, his name was Coach Brett, and he's actually followed my career like basically my whole life and like kind of been a little bit of an inspiration for me because he like, I don't know. I saw this one email that he sent to my parents about how proud he is of me. And like, I always think about that whenever I go into games. And yeah, I would contribute my like actually learning soccer when I was little to him.
That's really cool that he still follows you even now.
Yeah.
I know your parents both went to school at UC San Diego. Was there any doubt you'd end up as a Triton?
Oh, no, definitely not. I actually saw my fourth and fifth grade teacher a couple weeks ago, and she asked me where I am now and what I'm doing. And I told her that I'm at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, majoring in marine bio and getting my master's degree. And she was like, that's literally exactly what you told me you were going to do when you were a fourth grader. So
that's really cool.
Nothing's changed.
And where does your love for the water come from?
Honestly, I feel like it's because it's always kind of been a part of my life. Like when I was little, my dad would always take me fishing all the time, I remember when I was younger, my parents took me to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and like, even though I was probably like 3 years old or four, like that memory is just so distinct in my head. And like, I just thought everything was so cool, and like, I was amazed by it, and it just stuck.
So you're going to Monterey Bay Aquarium, you're playing soccer, you were a busy four-year-old.
Yeah.
No, but so you come to UC San Diego and you ultimately earn your degree. Congratulations in marine biology. As you mentioned, you're in grad school now. What are you studying?
So my research thesis is on reef associated sharks in the Florida Keys. And unfortunately, I don't get to do any field work. I wish I could. But I basically have a time series data set that I am looking at right now.
And where did that interest come from?
I originally wanted to look at like spatial distributions of marine animals. And one of my favorite professors said that he had a data set concerning sharks. And I just hopped on that opportunity. And I think sharks are really cool too. So that's cool.
Have you always had a fascination with sharks?
I would say, yeah. Like I love like all marine animals, but sharks are super awesome also.
And where does the Florida Keys part come in? Or is that just what was available to you?
That's what was available to me.
And no shot that you get to go there and do the field research?
Not at the moment, maybe in the future.
So when you came to UC San Diego as a student, was the plan always Scripps and master's degree and so on, or did that develop at some point?
I had considered doing, so I'm in a thing called the BSMS program, and I had heard about it later on in my undergrad. So that was a consideration. I had also considered going to maybe another school for my master's, but I knew I wanted to get a master's. And I think what really solidified my choice of choosing Scripps was the soccer aspect. And Scripps is just like a phenomenal school. And I feel like you can't get an education like this anywhere else, especially because I've created like this community with all my professors and all the students going here. And it would have been a shame to have given that up. So it's really great that I still have that here right now.
And after earning your degree and now pursuing your master's, does the soccer component for this fall fit into that? Or is there a time balance thing you got going?
I definitely have to be very, very organized because So normally in a normal master's program, you have 2 years. So you 1 year you do all your coursework and the other year you do your thesis, but I'm doing that in 1 year. So I have like a chunk of time set out every day to work on my thesis. And then the rest of the day is basically studying or eating or soccer, which is done in the morning anyway.
Wow, that's quite a bit. So how do you stay organized with all of that and keep yourself on track?
Time management. Basically setting like a time and say, I'm going to do this from, let's say like 3 to 5. And then after that, I'm going to do this, and just trying keeping myself accountable and sticking to it.
So when you earn your master's, what's the plan?
I don't really know yet. I've kind of thought about getting a PhD, but I think I'd like to take a break from school for a little bit and get some more experience. I definitely would like to do something involving aquarium work, because I'm actually volunteering in the scientific aquarium down at Scripps right now. And like, I really, really love that job. So I'd like to continue that in the future.
We're chatting with Maddie Simillo on this episode of Triton Cast. Volunteering at the aquarium, what does that entail? What kinds of things are you doing?
Basically, I get to play with octopus all day. Nice. Or when I'm there. And I get to take care of the animals there, clean their tanks, feed them. And also, it's just really fun to like watch what they're doing and stuff.
Is it anything like what we see on those cable TV shows where they have like the behind the scenes at the aquarium?
I'm not sure. I haven't really seen that many of them recently, but maybe like where they goof off a lot. Yeah.
So there's no camera crew following you or anything, as far as you know.
No.
Interesting. And so you're San Diego through and through. Are you open to living elsewhere, or are you going to be here for a while?
Yeah, I've definitely thought about moving elsewhere. I've thought about moving to Europe a little bit, but I'm not 100% sure yet, because that's a pretty big leap. I definitely have to move somewhere where there's an ocean.
Right.
So that kind of limits my choices.
All things being equal, would you prefer to stay here, or would you prefer to experience some other part of the country or world?
Even though I love San Diego, and every time I leave, like, I'm always ready to come back at the end, I think I would want to experience some other places.
Totally fair. Let's take it back to soccer for a moment. As your time winds down as a Triton on the field, what will you miss the most?
I think definitely the games, like night games when there's a ton of people in the stands and like everybody's cheering for you. And then like you have all your teammates on the field. And that's when you feel closest to everyone, is when you're all banding together to get like a win or come back from two goals down like this past weekend. Like, I think those are some of the best memories. And again, like I said before, like in Pittsburgh, playing those night games in Texas, just those are what make playing soccer here great.
Do you think that a year from now, 3 years from now, you're still going to play soccer recreationally, or is this it?
Oh, I'm for sure going to play soccer still. I've been kind of thinking about playing pro, but I think I want to focus on my master's right now after this season's done, and then see where it goes.
That's so impressive. And it's so focused. I really think that's pretty cool. I want to ask you about playing the night games that you mentioned. I know that where we are along the coast, the pitch can get a little slick kind of after sunset. Is that, you know, the ball certainly moves differently on it. Is that something that can be a home field advantage for UC San Diego, or is that pretty standard everywhere?
I definitely think it's a home field advantage for us. We have one of the best fields, I think, in the Big West, in my opinion, and obviously that's biased, but I would say it's a home field advantage. At least when I've gone to other places, I've noticed that the fields don't get as slick as ours does.
And I know I just brought it back to soccer, but now I want to go back to aquatic life. And
that's fine.
What you're studying and what you have studied, what can we, what should we as humans be doing to protect marine life and learn about them? And how can that help us as a global society?
To protect marine life, I guess a pretty easy answer would be to not litter. or carpool places, take buses. That would really help with global warming, obviously. And what was the other part of your question?
And how can, I mean, studying them as you have and do, what can we as humans learn about the way they live that can help us be better global citizens, I guess?
I guess I would say one of the not easiest, but more simple things to learn about would be how carbon emissions affect the ocean and affect, and for example, how important the research that Scripps is doing with algae and methane. I think that's really cool. Like, you could look into that and it's really easy, and learn about how your diet affects global warming. I guess now they say climate change, but that would be something super simple to do. And it's interesting.
And in the path or the course of your studies, have you found yourself either consciously or subconsciously making changes in your life and the way you live?
Oh yeah. Like, I've given up eating beef for, I don't think I've eaten beef for the past 5 or 6 years because of that specifically.
And was that something you consciously decided to do, or did you just all of a sudden say, wow, it's been a while?
I consciously decided to do it.
And was that a tough adjustment at first?
Yeah, I mean, I gave up bacon too, but I'm more of a bacon person, so it wasn't that hard to give up beef. Bacon was definitely harder, but I think it made me feel better and feel better about my role as someone on planet Earth and trying to protect it.
As you move forward and you work towards your master's and your thesis, when is that due, and what's the goal of it?
So my thesis defense will hopefully be spring quarter, so in June. Yeah. And the goal, I've talked about this with my supervisor, but the only thing that you really need to turn in for to pass, get your master's degree and pass the program, is a significant figure to any publication. But what my supervisor would really like me to do is publish, try and get a paper published. And I want to do that too. So might as well aim for it.
You make it sound so easy to do that.
It's not easy, but it's good to act like I know what I'm doing.
Have you talked with other colleagues and students who've been through similar and kind of asked their advice of how to go about that?
Yeah, a tiny bit. It's definitely been a learning process. You definitely get thrown in there, and honestly, everybody doesn't really know what they're doing at the beginning, but there will always be people to help you. So you'll find your way.
I like that positivity. You ready for some quick picks?
Sure.
I'll start with an easy one, I think. Ocean or pool?
Ocean.
I think I would have guessed that. Along those lines, beach or mountains?
Oh, that's tough. I'll say mountains.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
Are you not a morning person?
I am a morning person, but I think sunsets are prettier.
You ever kind of peeked over in the middle of one of those 6 o'clock matches to get a glimpse at the sky?
Yeah, it's always super pretty. That's another thing why I love night games, is the sky is always really pretty.
It absolutely is, at least at home, for sure. We're very blessed in that regard.
Yeah.
Favorite food?
Favorite food? Probably my Lola's Ponset.
Is that something it sounds like you've grown up eating?
Yeah, it's a Filipino food. So I've been eating it since I was a baby.
Favorite topping on a pizza?
I know I don't eat bacon, but bacon on pizza is pretty good.
Okay. It can still be your favorite even if you don't eat it anymore.
Yeah, I'll just dream about it.
What's one thing about you that would surprise even your friends?
That one's a tough one. I don't know. I like to listen to classical music.
That's a good one. Where does that interest come from?
I play the violin and the viola, so I just really think that I have like a love for that type of music because I appreciate what goes into it.
How old were you when you started playing those instruments?
Oh gosh.
Four?
No, not that young. Probably like maybe 12. No, younger than that, because it was elementary school. So like maybe like 8, around there, or 10.
Okay. And do you still play?
Every once in a while. It's kind of hard playing alone. Like, I like playing with other people more than playing just by myself. Right. Yeah.
Singing or dancing?
Dancing.
Are you good?
I wouldn't say I'm good, but I do enjoy it.
Okay. Okay. Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Favorite breakfast food?
Pancakes.
Toppings?
Toppings on pancakes? Mm-hmm. Chocolate chips.
Okay. Reading or writing?
Reading.
Do you get to do that much?
Over the summer, I do. I mean, if you count like all the research papers I have to read, which I don't really. over the summer, I get to read a lot, but not so much over school time.
Understandable. What's one place you really want to visit that you've never been?
New York.
Okay. Why New York?
So many of my friends have gone and they just say it's so much fun. So I feel like there's just this like positive, magical kind of air around it. I mean, there's kind of like a joke that like New York's not as like nice as it looks, but I still want to go. Like, I think it'd be so cool. And the food seems like it's amazing there. And I'm a big food person. So I'd really like to go and try that.
There's definitely an aura to New York and there's definitely good food there. I think those are both fair assessments. Favorite type of music?
I like EDM a lot.
Okay. Playlists or podcasts?
Playlists.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
I like the Ben and Jerry's half baked.
All right. And which one of your, this may get you in trouble, but that's fine. Which one of your current teammates thinks they're the funniest?
That one's hard too. Probably Grace Blandis.
All right. In your opinion, who's your funniest current teammate?
I think Grace Blandis is pretty funny.
Do you think that that would be the general consensus amongst your team? Or is there a debate here?
I think there would definitely be other competitors for funniest person on the team.
Smartest teammate, either soccer smart or overall smart, either way.
Michelle Bedour.
Well, you answered that one pretty quickly.
Oh yeah.
Funniest coach.
Greg.
Okay. Again, no hesitation. Which training drill will you miss the least?
Running.
Totally fair. Maddie, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, that was really awesome. It's so good to be back and to be hearing from Maddie. And Jeff, you got the pleasure of speaking with her. I'm a little jealous myself, but I want to know kind of what your biggest takeaway from that conversation was.
Tony, I found it so interesting to hear Maddie's story and how she went through 4 years already as a scholar athlete at UC San Diego, missing almost an entire season after tearing her ACL, coming back from that only to then have her what would have been senior season canceled, the decision to come back. And oh, by the way, while earning her degree from UC San Diego and now in grad school at Scripps, as you noted before the interview, just such an impressive individual.
Yeah, an all-around amazing scholar athlete. And you won't want to miss an all-new episode of TritonCast next week. Each week, we're going to chat with your favorite Tritons, including current scholar athletes, coaches, alumni, and more. New episodes of TritonCast premiere each Wednesday.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's show. If you like what you heard, do us a favor, subscribe, rate the show, write us a brief review. And don't forget, you can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Verbal, among others.
For more information on TritonCast, follow us on Twitter at TritonCast. And if you've got suggestions for a future guest, send us a tweet or email Jeff and me at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@UCSD.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter at TritonCast.